Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah being learned Brachos Asur Basra Achol Shish B'Zeichet Afayin Ruzivik Hagun Bekarav Mamish. And we're discussing a person selling property, and depending on the language that was used when they were discussing how much property was going to be sold, depends on how we measure it. So Mishnah tells us, let's say the Meicher told the Lekech, Mida Bechevel Ani Meicher Lach, Hein Chaser Hein Yaser. I'm selling you Mida Bechevel, which we explained to mean a precise measurement. But then, right afterwards, he used the words Hein Chaser Hein Yaser, which we explained to mean more or less. So it seems to be contradictory. On one hand, he's saying, I'm giving you precise measurement, and then right afterwards he said, more or less. Which lashon do we go with? Bitel hein chaser hein yaser, mida bechevel. The second lashon of more or less, that's mevatel, the first lashon of mida bechevel, and therefore he's selling him just a more or less measurement, not precise. Let's say it was the other way around. If the meicher told lekech, hein chaser hein yaser, mida bechevel, I'm selling you a more or less measurement, a precise one, mida bechevel, then bitel mida bechevel, hein chaser hein yaser. The second lashon of mida bechevel is mevatel, the hein chaser hein yaser. Divrei Benanos, this is what Benanos says. Now let's say he told him, I'm selling you a base car of land, besimonov uv mitzarov, with its simonim and mitzarim, meaning he showed him the landmarks and the boundary markers of where this base car of offer is. And it turns out that he was a little bit off in the measurement. The landmarks and boundary markers that he told him were the ones surrounding the field was actually not exactly a base car. So pachos mishtos higiyai, if the mismeasurement was off by less than a sixth, then it's his and he's got to keep it. But adjtos, you knock it. If it's up until a sixth, then the seller has to take off from that amount of money and return them back to the lekeach. Moving on to another case of a sale, Mishnah Dal tells us, Harmel Chaveri, a fellow tells his friend, Chatzi Sadani Marchalach, I'm selling you half of my field. Now, we don't know which half of the field he's selling him. And actually, the land quality varies. Some parts of his field are really great. They're considered shamein. They're fat and juicy and geschmack and are really desirable. And other parts of his field are considered weak. They're not very good. How do we decide which half he receives? The Mishnah tells us, Mishamnin Beinehen Venoitel Chatzi Sadeu. They're Mishamnin between them and he takes half of his field. Mishamnin means we look at the place which is shamein. It's fat, it's juicy, it's geschmack, it's a superior quality. That part is taken by the meicher, like we explained at the beginning of the perek, because the lekech is at the disadvantage, and he still takes half the field. So let's just try to keep it simple. The example could be 2/3 of the field is inferior quality, 1/3 of the field is superior quality. Each one is worth the same exact amount of money. That's how the field is divided. The meicher looks at the superior part of the field. He takes that for himself. He has to make a cheshbin, though, how much it's worth. He has to give that value in inferior land to the buyer. Similarly, let's say he told him, chatzi bedarim ani meicher lach, I'm selling you the southern half of the field. Here as well, he doesn't actually have to give him the south part of the field. He just means to say, I'm selling you however much the value the southern half of the field is. And here as well, mishamnin beinehen v'noitel chatzi bedarim. They do this mishamnin, and he takes the value of the southern half of the field wherever the meicher wants to send him to, even if it's not the southern half. So let's say the southern half is the juicy part. That's the good superior land, he has to give him that value in a different part of the field, even though, again, what the lekech is receiving is not superior quality, he's receiving at least that value in inferior land. Now to another din, v'uma kabel olav mekama gader, charetz uben charetz. The lekech has to accept upon himself, meaning he has to give from this property that he just received to build a fence, a ditch, and half of a ditch. What's this referring to? So we know that a person wants to build a fence around their field in order to prevent animals from coming inside and eating all their produce. And in order to do this properly, you actually need a 3-step process. You have to have a fence, but on the other side of the fence, you also have to have a narrow ditch and then a wide ditch. Imagine you're an animal coming from the outside of the field. So first you encounter this wide ditch. Then even if you manage to climb into the wide ditch and out the other side, all of a sudden you're hit with a very narrow strip because then there's another narrow ditch and then there's no footing for the animal to jump from there over the fence. That's why we have to have the space for all three of these given up by the lekech, by the buyer, to the meicher so that he could build this whole protection for himself so that animals can't come into his field. Now the question is, how big is a ditch? Shisha tvachim, 6 tvachim wide, and uben charetz, shloisha, is ben charetz, the smaller one is 3 tvachim wide. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.